Thank you.
Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge. In the back room of the back room.
The front room of the back room.
East
front room
of the back room. Very location.
Yes.
East, just
coming,
west.
Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge. In the back room of the best cigar shop. East of just west of this very location. This is Cigar Hacks. An enormous bunch of hacks. Talk to cigars, etc. All right, he's back from Florida. What do you say there, Ricky?
Oh, is it my turn to talk? Here we are for my beautiful second full day back in this beautiful, lovely, sunny 38-degree weather. Absolutely love this.
He's tan. He's rested. He looks comfortable. He's ready to go.
That's right.
So where
that's
are
right.
We
yet? Are in Castro's back room up here in Manch Vegas.
Manch Vegas. Our panel of hacks for this installment are, of course, it's Enema Boy himself in person, Nursery.
This town needs an enema.
Hey, enema is for all. Up here in New Hampshire.
All right. And then, who we got? Who's been out for a little bit? It's Mustang Mike.
Mustang said it.
Just never know when I'm going to show up.
Never know. You never know.
Maybe all the time.
Yeah. We got the Detroit Steve.
Hey everyone, enjoying some nice whiskey, some rye whiskey with the cigar. Looking forward for the night.
Very nice. All right, we got the general contractor. He's always almost done.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, a couple more days. Ricky, I've been saving this one for you, buddy. Just because it's up your alley, you know? It's up your alley. So, one thing I know is, you know, when it comes to marriage, it's all about problem solving. All right, so when your wife says that you're a pain in the ass, just apply a little bit more lube.
There you go.
Holy smokes. Wait a minute. Hey. All right. And then it's Pat McGroin.
I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
He pulled his groin.
Well, guys, I'm sorry we started the podcast a little late today. Ricky was busy having an orgasm over his coconut cream pie, so...
That's right. That's where we got here late.
Yeah, that was the reason.
I forgot about that. All right, and then it's Barnabas over there.
Good evening, and thank you for having me again. Wonderful to be here, Castros. And I do have a good controversial topic later on in the evening.
A controversy man is here.
I am.
Controversial. That's controversial, too.
That's it.
All right. And it's Wild Will. That body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. Yeah, can we just cut that last line? We know I don't work out.
I don't work out.
And Alex always has a joke, but today I've got one, too.
Oh, boy.
Smoking is bad for your health and will kill you. Sugar is bad for your health, give you diabetes, could eventually kill you. But if you smoke maple bacon, that's the cure.
There we go.
He's here all week. Try the veal.
All right, and then we got the Spocky.
Well, ladies and germs, it's a pleasure to be here in Castro's back room. Apparently, it's the comedy hour over here. Uh-huh. But looking forward to smoking this herf, and hope everybody enjoys the show.
All right. And it's Big Hose Bill.
Hello, everybody. It's great to be back.
In one piece.
In one piece, a little accident a few weeks ago. I'm a survivor.
All right. This is your omelet, not everybody? Is that everybody, Ricky?
Got them all?
Yeah, everybody? I didn't miss nobody? Okay. Hey, this is the humble announcer producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
But I just don't know.
All right, our segments include In Our Flying Cigar Review. We got a doozy tonight. And then we got the current events of the Cigar World and happenings at the nearby establishments there. Local spotlight, cigar lounge review, current events. And then the controversy corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of possible truth, along with the hidden earth reveal, hidden earth recap. Find us all over the usual places: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, cigarhacks.com.
And Facebook.
Look, that was okay. All right, let's do a cigar here. Let's get right into this thing. So we have two different variations, two different vitolas for this blend. We have the regular Parejo. Looks like a Churchill kind of size. And the other one is kind of a Figurado torpedo-looking thing.
Box-pressed.
Box-pressed, even. Yeah, box-pressed Figurado. Yeah, torpedo gizmo thing, right? It's got pointies on both ends.
I like the cold draw. A little woody there.
I don't smell anything. Or taste anything.
Well, it's usually a sign of Alzheimer's. You know, you can't smell anything.
Mm. Or COVID.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much on the cold draw.
It's a Habano wrapper.
I don't know. Jesus, I forgot to look it up again. All right, it's almost that time.
I guess Connecticut.
It looks like Connecticut.
Corojo, yeah.
How do you know it's Corojo? You don't even know what
this
it is.
This ain't Corojo.
No.
I think it's a Habano. Here's Eric.
Yeah, you don't know what it is.
Hey Eric.
Eric Killer in the building.
Hey, Killer.
All right, let's get the cigars going here. So light them up.
Yeah!
Wow, definitely that missed that.
I was missing that.
Forgot to put them on.
It was really hard trying to fill in for you on that.
Patrick's got to hold your balls if he had any.
I know. That's really where the problem lies.
Well, I heard it was your girlfriend's birthday a couple days ago. And,
yeah.
Yeah, she told me.
I know. It was nice of you to show up that day, actually.
Thank you. I rolled over.
First draw is very, very interesting.
It's kind of florally.
Yeah. That was the word I couldn't think of.
Yeah.
Sure smells flowery.
Flowery.
I think I taste almonds.
I taste fluoride.
You would pick out the nut.
I'm not getting much out of this. Not yet.
Much out of this either.
Not yet.
Wow. Look at those.
Hi.
How much is that doggy in the window?
How are you doing?
That was no dog.
The one
that was a pussycat.
Bouncy boobs.
She had great fingernails.
Large tracts of land.
Okay. Any comments on the cigar here? Everybody lit up?
Pretty smooth.
Time for the troops. Knock it out.
Big shout out to our troops fighting a good fight here in this country and abroad. We honor you. We respect you. To all the fighting men, especially the Marines 8th District. Hopefully we'll be seeing you all soon. Oh, my God. Look what he is holding. Oh, my God.
A hush comes over the crowd.
Anyway, to the firemen, police, first responders, thank you very much.
We might have to just put these out.
Yes.
Gentlemen, kill your cigars. Oh, my God.
Wow.
We got to get them on.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Oh, right.
Kill your cigars. We'll smoke them after.
We'll smoke them after. We'll figure out what these are. Uh-oh.
And,
wow. What is that?
Explain it to me.
So, the very fine owner of this great shop.
Well, he's got the earphone on inside out.
No. Yeah, flip. Now he did the other side. Hey, Eric. Fine owner of this
nerd.
All right.
Oh, let's see. What do we have here? Pink. Rare pinks. Let's go, boys. Time to hand them out, baby. Let me cut this open here.
The knife comes up.
I was going to save these till I died, but nevertheless, I'm going to pass them out right now.
Oh, my God.
Get loose, baby.
Oh, nothing like a rare pink.
Well,
don't sink the pink.
They're all rare pink for you, in my groin. You ain't getting a fucking pink in a month. All right.
Wow.
All right. Dig in, boys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just to let people at home know what's going on, it's a pink box.
Oh, my God.
And he just cracked it open.
Rare pinks.
It's rare pinks.
Yeah. Wow.
That's for you, sir. from the Aram Services, Hooten and Young.
Aram Services, I'll smoke that with honor.
All right.
Look at this.
It says Ravi.
Get one? Get one?
Oof. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And a Toro Fuente Rare Pink.
It's Fuente Friday, so why not?
Oh, my God, the Rare Pink.
Rare Pink.
Fellas, this is a pretty expensive cigar.
Really?
Yes. And I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest.
Yes.
Okay. See if you can light these up. Oh, we got to do it again.
I did.
There we go.
Oh, my God. What size is this? Like a champagne? Or?
It's big, huh?
Big Churchill?
Well, yeah, thank you. I've had it most of my life.
But it's a Figurado torpedo-looking thing, too.
There we go.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, killer.
Thank you. Oh, what do you think about these dreamboats?
Oh, my God.
So what's the size?
Incredible.
What's the size called?
Well, it's a Figurado, but a little bit longer. It's probably a 7.5 by 50, 52
on 52
one end,
maybe,
and maybe a 50 on the other,
something like that.
Really smooth.
Oh my!
It's gonna be a dreamboat, boys.
It is good.
I thought I let you down, but I gotta do it.
Oh my God!
I was gonna bring out an oldie, but this will do. Next time we'll bring out an oldie.
Can we come back next week?
Absolutely. We'll have to do it at a different location. Maybe at the poker table in Concord. Or maybe in Nashua on the second floor. And we'll throw eggs at each other's heads.
So what's this size called? What's this toilet called?
I'm looking for it right now. Here it is.
Say what it is.
Rare pink vintage 1960s. It's called the Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
Holy.
There we go.
Same size as my dick.
Yeah. Certainly not Jewish, baby.
Okay, so that's the first time we've done the old Hidden Earth switcheroo. We can go back to this one later.
Mm. Why?
Oh, wow.
All right. Wow. Did you do the troops already, Ricky?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That's I'm in beautiful. Love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next on the agenda is Ricky's Florida report. What's the weather down there?
Well, Fabian wanted to call in.
Yeah.
And I could get him 1, 2, 3 if you want to hear from
but
Fabian.
But I'm not wired up for that. You
and,
didn't tell me
every single day, Fabian has been sending me texts of what Florida is. And it's been, he went to Alabama today. That's his usual ride. Every day he drives to Alabama. But he sent me this thing, 65, 64, 63, and I sent him 22, 23. Oh, my God.
Four inches, five inches.
Fabian, I love you, brother. I really do. And, you know, you made my trip very, very special. All those nights and driving around and bringing me all over the place to wonderful cigar shops. We really had a ball down there. Again, big Fabian.
So what's your favorite shop down there?
King Corona.
King Corona's your new favorite shop?
And it was it was definitely King Corona because I was there.
In Ybor City,
yep. 3 to 4 nights a week. And Nathan, the owner, was, you know, it's going to be in the events. Just had a ball. Absolute ball.
Okay.
Holy. What a cigar.
But Rick, how was your golf game?
Very good. Very good. I was playing 4 and 5 times a week. Up my elbow, but it was very good, and I have to say Hunter beat me by 2, which is the first time in a little while, but
how much did the Gators beat you by?
Oh my God. I lost 5 balls to Gators.
5?
5 different balls.
5?
5.
Wow.
To the Gators. I hit 2 with a Gator
close by. I would
have
put a little more than that, pal. I saw the pictures.
You saw the pictures.
I saw the pictures. They were more than 5.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of Gators. And what was funny was one of them was about 6 feet away from my ball, but we were playing in a tournament.
Your balls?
My ball.
Oh.
And I had my buddy take a retriever, and I said, if that thing comes near me, I got to hit it. So I ran into the water with a 3-iron, belted the ball, got soaked. But put the ball on the grass, and that thing just slowly creeped, and I was like, holy.
This guy's like Steve McQueen and Papillon wrestling the alligator.
I don't think so.
What the
going on here?
I love that picture of you with the alligator and the ball sitting on top of the, the head
right
of
there.
Yeah,
you
that was good.
I'll tell you something. As scary as all the alligators were, I never saw so many cottonmouth rattlesnakes in my life. And it was like every time I'd look at one, I'd be like, okay, if it's red, and if it's black and red, you're dead. If it's black and yellow, you're a lucky fellow. They're all black and red. I'm going on.
Rick, I married a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to tell me nothing about rattlesnakes. I f***ing married one, pal.
Don't do it again.
Oh, God.
That's horrendous. Don't do it.
It's suffering. Oh, man.
What do you think about this cigar so far?
This cigar is outrageous.
Oh. Great.
It is good.
How long you been holding on to these?
Oh, this is this year's blend.
Yeah.
I was going to bring out some oldies. I just never got down to Nash to bring them out.
Holy
this
shit.
This is good, though.
This is a great stick.
Great
we'll
smoke.
We'll see.
So if you ever get down.
Up size, so you got to keep it. You got to keep it in tune. Yeah. You got to get it ready.
In Florida, especially at the Puente shops, these are very hard to keep in stock. People are buying them.
Oh, they're impossible.
Yeah,
they're impossible.
So if you ever get down to the Nashua store, look up on the top of the humidor, all around the top. That's like the vault up there. All the old stuff is up there.
Shut up.
No telling. Up there, it says not for sale on like every box up there.
Hey, Eric, has anybody ever gone into your humidor where it says not for sale and try to take them and bring them out?
Well, they all try to buy them.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not there all the time. They probably steal them. Who knows?
Oh, no. This is delicious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they're all on camera, so.
Next time, we're going to take a nice old box. Maybe a Benji. Maybe a nice Benji or a... Ooh, what can we do? Maybe a Bahia?
A Bahia. I remember the white Bahias.
The
white label.
Fantastic.
Dreamboats.
Yep.
A lot of dreamboats out there.
So that's it for the Florida report. Good. We're done with that. Moving on.
Moving on up to the
New Orleans Cigar Expo. Tickets going on sale May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th. That's less than a month, gentlemen.
You'll be buying them. We'll be paying you.
That's coming up. So, VIP two-day is $5.95, 39 cigars. Two-day ticket. And regular is $3.95, 39 cigars. Friday only is $300 bucks, 18 cigars. That's the big dinner thing, and that's where the big prize is.
Yep.
Win up to a pound of gold. Up to a pound of gold. There's some caveats there.
Oh yeah, I was in Dave's office today.
Presidente,
and
what were you doing in there?
Having a little chat with him.
And, that's what you call it.
Yeah, and I saw the gold bars. There were like seven or eight little gold bars there. The boxes. I was like, oh, getting ready for the show.
Yeah. Then the original Cigar Bob North Conway, new management. Anybody know any details on that? Has anybody heard? Nothing. I just know what's happening.
Really? He sold the original.
Brian sold the original to a couple of guys.
So. Wow.
Yep.
That's the one in North Conway across from the center of town?
No, that one's the original cigar bar is like up north a little bit more near the Adventure Suites.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you think that all happened? Original cigar bar in New Hampshire.
Yeah. I don't know.
Cigar Association of Hampshire.
Really? Wow.
And how do you think that was?
That was you and Mr. Garofalo and
Dave Garofalo.
Mr. Really?
Dave Garofalo.
Holy
wow. Yeah, that was him. He wasn't the guy who did it, but he's the guy who made it happen.
Made it happen. Yeah. Wow.
Huh. Pretty cool.
There was a guy named Jonathan Bliss.
Really?
So,
do you still have your monthly meetings with Kurt? Kurt, and Dave?
Of course we do.
That's incredible. And, folks, they put out the CANH golf tournament, and I got news for you. There is not a better run tournament than that. And I have to give great, great kudos to the one brilliant man that's sitting here with us. In the middle of the pouring rain, this guy shows up with a fisherman's, like, outfit on, funny hat, a raincoat, and the bibs. And we're all laughing at him. But at the end of the day, we're all soaking wet, and he's like, oh, I'm nice and dry. And we're like, what a smart Master.
I shot Marshmallow Master.
Marshmallow Master.
All right, Marshmallow Master.
Yeah, we need to put an end to that.
So, aren't you the feedback? Eric, aren't you the originator of the golf tournament?
Well, we had the golf tournament before, but it was a conglomeration of Dave and Kurt and a guy named Victor Vitale.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, he was a Ashton rep. And they all brought us together. This is probably 15 years ago, I'd say.
Yeah.
Then we took our golf tournament to this, thank God. Yeah. And then we all pulled it together, and we started f***ing hammering nails.
There you go.
And that's how it happened.
15 years later, here it is.
15 years later, and every manufacturer supports us, and
yeah, the thing cranks.
Keeps New Hampshire tax-free, basically. So, wow. You know?
So I got a... This is the news. I just want to... I added it last week. Mama McGroin is going to be doing stand-up comedy down the street next Saturday, the 13th, at Murphy's Bar at 8:30. It's $20 per ticket, and she'll be there with several other comedians. So if
okay,
you want
to, so right after that, you come over here and have a cigar.
Exactly.
Mama McGroin.
Yeah, my mother's going to be doing.
Oh, and is she?
So she should come over. Yeah,
I'm buying a ticket right now. How much is it?
$20. You can buy it on Eventbrite.
Eric
at Murphy's.
She's very much reminds you of Toadie Field. She's dirty and she's good.
Oh yeah, she'll be saying some good things.
Yeah, she tells a lot of jokes about Pat.
You'll die laughing.
She's been working on her set.
Jokes about Pat.
Pat's easy material.
Yeah. Well.
Yep. I like to get the bear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the bear. Yeah, the bear one.
Get the bear.
Yeah, that one's funny.
When Pat was a little kid. And some people over and they had a little teddy bear thing and they asked him, can you get the bear? He goes in the kitchen, goes in the fridge, pulls out a cold one and brings it to him.
Yeah.
Hello, DFS.
It's because my father's from Lynn. And so he says bear, you know, and yeah. So, yeah, I had some speech problems in my early days. I still do, but it's the opposite. Now I can't shut the f*** up.
We'll help you.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Only one other thing. Tire Bosch is open down in Peabody there.
Oh, yeah.
Pat went for the first time.
Today, yep.
So tell us about it. What's about your experience?
They're a nice little place. Cute little place. It looks like it was like an office building or something.
It was a podiatrist.
Oh, okay.
Doctor place, yeah.
There you go. That
makes
sense.
Your shoes off, Pat.
There's still all the rooms and stuff, so they're slowly advancing the construction and stuff. But they got some like three or four humidor
stand up cases,
and they'll be doing a few more. And yeah. It's a slow moving
It takes a while. They got to build up.
Yeah. But
whereabouts in Peabody is it?
It's just before
the BMW dealer.
Across from North Shore Mall.
There's a the Century House down by that area.
No, a little. Closer than 128.
Okay.
Yeah.
Olivia, come on. Get on. Get on it. Come here.
Hey, come on. No. Okay.
Who's Olivia?
Olivia used to work here. She was one of our top bartenders.
Get her away.
Yeah. Ex bartender. She didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
she's
best bartender of all time.
She's beautiful.
Uh-huh. She's something else.
Pat, she's married. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Well, all right.
You can still look.
Yeah. Well,
you can still try.
You couldn't that to save your life. It wouldn't happen. Desert Island, it still wouldn't happen.
You can think about it, but don't do it. Eric, the rear pink, still? Do they still donate to the Cancer Foundation? Because this was Cynthia's. Cynthia had a family member that died.
Yeah.
Devastating. But did they still do it? For every box that's sold of rare pink, the price of a box goes to the Cancer Association.
Yeah. Wow.
How this cigar came to be.
That's a good thing. You know, not many companies do that kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a very nice.
Not many companies in that position to do that thing.
Right.
But, you know, when it touches their soul that like that, they do it. They put it out to the whole country like that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty massive thing for Tully to do that, and the whole family touches it. It's
yep.
Very touching.
I don't think there's anybody else that does that. Like
years
that.
Ago, they did that. It's, Eric, years ago, didn't they have the CLE, the cans? The cans used to do that, too, for the breast cancer.
Oh, yeah.
That was really great. I hope they bring that back. But this is a phenomenal smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
It's good.
Well, this is a f***ing big dog, too, man. This is a big dog. A while.
Well, you said that earlier, yeah.
This cigar, I know down in Florida, is like $48 stick. It's an expensive stick. And thank you very much for your generosity.
Yes,
and thank you
Eric.
For everything you do. I mean,
Eric,
this is our place. We come here at night, and this is just great.
This is both an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to smoke this cigar.
With you.
It's badass. No doubt about it. It's a badass cigar.
What's going on here?
As he should.
Wrap is Ecuadorian. I believe the bind is Nicaraguan and the fill is Dominican.
Okay, so who's reading current events this week? Oh, Wild Will has got it. Okay. Might as well do that now, huh?
Do you have my background music?
I do have your background. Say, unless somebody else has something else they want to
do. Come on, Bill.
You ready to go here? Let's do it.
The bar is at 3.
Okay, so we have Plastow Cigar, of course, in Plastow, New Hampshire. The Masters Event 2024 with 3 Leaf Cigars, Friday, April 12th at noon. Castro's Back Room, Bedford. Cavalier Cigar Event with Nick Goss, Friday, April 12th, 5 to 9 p.m. Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, Nashore, and Seabrook. A Night with Al McAuliffe of McAuliffe Cigars,
Ooh.
Friday, April 19th,
Ooh,
6
that?
To 8 p.m.
Two Guys.
$39.99 per person in advance. Tickets required. Dinner, cigars, and a Q&A. Twins in Londonderry. Of course, we have the Not Just Blowing Smoke podcast in the 724 Lounge, Mondays at 8. Foundation Cigar Event. Foundation Cigar Event, Saturday, April 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. Purchase a 5-pack and get into the roundtable event with Eduardo Aguila. From Foundation and an additional cigar. Limited to 20 people. 3 Leaf Cigars event with Eric, Jim, and Brian on Friday, April 19th, 4 to 9 p.m. Win a DuPont cutter and lighter. Good stuff. Ash Cigar Lounge in Kingston. Women Wednesdays. Every other Wednesday, hosted by Katiara.
That's what it sounds
Cuevas.
Like.
Katiara. Cuevas. Friday, April 12th. Foundation Cigars with Eduardo Aguila. Grumpy Cigar and Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. Now open at 12 noon, Wednesdays through Sundays. Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway in Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% off all first responders and veterans. 20% discount for active military members. Eli Smoking Lounge, Nashua. Stogie Wednesdays. All cigars and whiskeys, 20% off. Ladies' Night, Thursdays, 8 to 12. $5 cocktails for the ladies. Diplomat Cigar Lounge, Keene, New Hampshire. Every Monday, it's military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies' Night on Thursdays. Victory Cigar and Bar and Cigar, Worcester, Mass. The Victory open at Shining Rock Golf Club Monday, June 10th, $600 per foursome. Golf, food, cigars, and more. Support our veterans. Please do. Mr. J's Havana Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. Dinner for a Cure charity benefit on Tuesday, April 23rd, 6 p.m. $60 per person includes dinner and 3 cigars. Live music on Saturday nights, 8 to 11. Boulevard Grill and Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Comedy Night, Saturday, May 18th, 6 p.m., $25 per person.
Now go back and get the one you missed.
White Ash.
One.
If I haven't said it and made a mistake, it's not a mistake yet. I can always reverse the order if I want.
You missed.
You missed one.
White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies' Night, Wednesdays, 6 to 12, with drink specials.
Can't forget Ladies' Night.
Ladies' Night.
No, Bill, you missed another one. Get your ass kicked by Killer on the dartboard 7 days a week.
And he is good, and I can attest to that because he has kicked my ass on the dartboard.
Hey, you didn't play the champs last night. He went around twice.
I have a picture of three. He threw three dots. He got three triples.
I remember it. Triple 20, triple 19, triple 18.
Boom, boom, boom.
Who said that? Who did that?
Who did that?
It was you. I have the picture.
Oh, yeah. Really? You were screaming out, hey, where's Lugo when you need him?
Yeah.
Okay, next we have Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westerly, Rhode Island. Military Mondays, all active military members receive 10% off their individual bill with a valid ID. Best Cigar Pub, Drums, PA. Buffalo Trace Weekend, Thursday, April 11th through Saturday, April 13th.
Ooh.
With flights, three-course meal, cigar pairing, and more.
Wow.
The first annual Smoke & No Cigar Festival is Friday, May 17th through Sunday, May 19th. VIP $250 per person and general admission $175. Smoke Ring Cigar Bar, Hazleton, PA. Nothing listed.
Uh-huh.
We just want to mention
that's
them.
That's one for me, I guess.
We just want to mention them.
Yeah, right.
The Cigar Quarters, Haines City, Florida. King of Cigar Quarters, Anthony's Birthday Party, Friday, April 19th, 9 to 2.
You know, if I can interrupt, please.
Go ahead.
First, talk over anybody. just a very special thank you to Chaha, who is absolutely gorgeous. And that is Anthony's wife. And Anthony, I know your birthday's coming up. I'm sorry I'm going to miss it, brother, but I got to tell you, you're a gay man's dream. What a beautiful couple. Jesus.
You would know about the gay man's
people.
Dream.
I would.
Corona Cigar, Orlando, Florida. Cohiba events with Sean Williams, Wednesday, April 17th and Thursday, April 18th, 7 to 9 p.m.
Who's Sean Williams?
He's the Cohiba rep.
Oh, okay.
A Perdomo cigar event with Nicholas Perdomo III, Thursday, April 25th, 3 to 7 p.m. in the Sand Lake location, and Friday, the 26th, in Lake Mary from 6 to 10 p.m. May 10th, a very special meat raffle at Saddle Up right next to Ash Cigar Lounge for one of our originals, Comedy Chris. Please, anyone who can come to that and help out, please do. He's one of our originals and he's a good guy. And finally, King Corona in Ybor City, a special thank you to Nathan, Kyle, and the crew. A phenomenal place to smoke, drink, and relax.
Uh-huh. Well done, Bill.
Very well done.
Very well done, Bill. Only eight mistakes, but that's okay. Don't worry. We weren't keeping track.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Sean Williams? Any of you guys know Sean Williams?
No.
I don't know who he is.
Sean Williams. He used to own a couple different brands. Now he's the Cohiba ambassador.
Isn't that the guy that played Stifler on American Pie?
Well, he's 6'5". He'll stiffer on your ass, I'll tell you that, bro. He's a f***ing big dude.
So
great guy. He's been to my house. Good friend of mine.
So as everyone knows, I pay attention to detail. I notice every little thing. So, Mark, I didn't realize men wear boots with zippers. I thought it was only women.
Al, thank you very much for noticing. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Bruno Marx, yeah.
You know, I caught my zipper. I caught my pecker in the zipper once, and I had to undo my boots.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I leave my zipper open on this one. The zipper's actually broken. Just let you know that.
Yeah.
So who's the your girlfriend there at the King Corona there? What's her name?
Oh,
Liberty.
Liberty. Yeah. Yeah.
That's and the crew.
And so you got Kyle, the manager. Doesn't want to be called the manager, but he gets everything done, works his ass up.
He was the one in the humidor a lot,
one
right?
One of the best tobacconists that I've met, very similar to Mike that's here, is John. This guy knows everything about cigars.
Who's
really,
that,
really good.
That's mostly in the humidor.
John.
Kyle. Oh, John
and Kyle.
Okay, yeah.
And Chris behind the bar with Liberty, and, you know, it's just...
There's another one, a blonde. There too.
She's not there anymore.
Oh, okay. I scared her away.
No. There is the blonde.
The
she
blonde,
is there.
Yeah,
Christy.
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman too.
Very, very nice.
Pat, just for you. Not happening.
All right, they're miles away.
Miles.
I've moved on.
More than that. Hours by air.
Yeah, I moved on.
Okay. All right. Okay, now it's time for the hidden herf.
Oh, my God.
Recap?
Well, no, the rating.
The rating.
Oh, my God. This is delicious.
So
it's too early to rate these.
My ass is longer than f***ing McGroin's dick. Look at the thing. It's hanging out there.
That's not saying
and
much.
It even looks better.
McGroin's got a dick hanging over his pants. Zip those things up, man.
Zip up them boots.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Okay, let's talk about this cigar.
Jesus, delicious.
I'm liking it. I don't smoke very many Fuentes, but I'm liking this a lot. Very good cigar. Yeah. Burning well.
Well, it is Fuente Friday, so...
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yep.
I'm usually not a Fuente kind of guy, but this is a very nice cigar.
You know who I want to... I got to send the picture to him. You know, Pat the law student would love this right now, and he's not smoking this.
He'd like this cigar. This is a good cigar.
Oh, you sent him a picture. Perfect. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It pairs very well with the Pabst Blue Ribbon. Just saying.
love the retro hail on this.
Yeah, the retro hail is very smooth. Oh, Pabst Blue Rhythm. Hey, and Harvey both agree with that. That's for sure.
I don't know what that scotch was. It's good.
No. Yeah, you're crying.
That's
there,
whiskey.
Ricky. Oh, wow. You crying, Ricky, there?
It's a little strong.
Yeah.
It's good, though.
You put more ice in there than...
I like all my libations with ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like a little water added.
Well, there's only one correct drink tonight, and that's the Presidente beer.
That's right.
That's what Killer's drinking, and that's what I got.
Yeah.
So we're in.
I'm going with I've been drinking a fair amount of these. Jack Abbey's. They make some great beer, and the House Lager, Helles Lager, is. I've been drinking a lot of these. Very
is that
drinkable.
The House Lager?
Yeah, very drinkable and good flavor. So
yeah, but it doesn't have the blue ribbon from the county fair. It,
yeah, right.
Listen, PBRs, the PBR blue ribbon. It beat the pig.
Yeah,
for the blue ribbon.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a craft brewery guy, not a old.
Old school? You're not old school?
Nah. No, I'm okay. Not that old school.
Yeah. Nah, that's okay. The Jack's Abbey's actually very good.
Yeah.
The if you ever get a chance to go there, it's in Framingham.
Yes.
The deli counter is kind of weird, but it's very good food there, too.
Isn't it a religious order or something that owns it?
Could be.
Christian or something. And who's coming out of the trucks?
Oh,
boy. Hello. Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Dude with the long hair. Get out of the way.
Will, can you move? Can you move a little bit?
So thanks for
stepping. Holy five
of
them.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I'm going over to Bonfire, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah. All
right,
we'll
see you.
Like, we have a shot, Pat.
You guys are getting out of that.
Jeez, Pat, I thought you were going to walk out there and go, hey, do you want to smoke the pink?
Maybe you'd like me to smoke your pink.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
He'll be back here shortly.
This cigar's delicious.
It is. This is the queen version, too.
This is delicious.
Yeah. Le queen.
So, Sparky, how's that non-alcoholic going? We're doing good on that stuff, right?
Yeah, doing all right.
Pairs well with the cigar, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Coke and water.
Yeah.
You're not drinking tonight?
I'm not drinking for the entire month.
Really? Gave it up for Lent?
Just because.
Lent, Easter was last week.
What's Lent?
Huh? Lent.
It's over.
You non-Jews have Lent.
Yeah.
It's over.
I guess it's still Lent for the Greeks, though, right? I mean, because they have their...
Greek Easter's night.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You Jews have Lent. I lent it to you. You owe me.
You owe me.
Better believe it. Double. Double.
Oh, man. That's it. That's a good one.
With interest.
Okay. Want to do a rating?
Yeah, let's do a rating. Let's start with Mikey. Mustang.
I'm strong. I'm coming in at a 9.8.
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
This is right in your wheelhouse.
This is right there.
So it's not 9.88.
Eric. Look at this dreamboat. Look at this f***ing thing. Take a peek, boy.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Look at this f***ing cigar. Yeah. Please. That's construction.
You got it.
Pink, opus, and manufacturing all together. How can you rate it any higher?
That's right. It's 10.
It comes out once a year.
Yep.
Twice for the last 2 years.
That's it.
This is all there is to it. This is a number one right here. Number one.
So you give it a 10?
10.
Damn right I do. Look at this thing. It looks like my cock.
Oh, boy.
It tastes a lot better.
That's a f***ing 10, baby.
How'd you know, Mike?
What do you got there, Bill?
Actually, a 9.9 and a half.
9.95 for the big hose.
Wow.
Go ahead, Pat.
I'm really enjoying it. 9.9?
9.9 for Steve.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm really enjoying it. Yeah, I don't usually smoke these cigars. You know,
you can't buy them.
They're not for sale.
I mean, here's the deal.
Just tie your shoes, for Christ's sake.
I'm going to be honest.
Do you want to borrow my zipper?
You know, I love Agonos Leaf. I love Rockies.
Pat, what do you give it?
What's your rating?
I'm going to go a little lower. It's a 9.5 for me.
Okay.
He's lowballing it at a 9.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just tie your shoes in the meantime.
Not exactly a
lowball. Mister, I'm in the weight division of 1250. Well, I'm in the weight division of 10, baby.
10 pounds.
10 pounds, right here.
I got no comments for you on that. Buddy. Looking at the band, anybody know what the CF and the LF stand for?
The what?
CF? Cynthia Fuente?
Cynthia Fuente.
What's and the
Toro.
CLF.
LF is, who's LF?
I don't know if that was her son or not.
Just curious.
I think it was her son. Passed away.
So, Eric, it's an honor to smoke this with you, and I'm very humble. Thank you very much. I'm a very honest guy. And I'm
there's
gonna,
a butt coming.
I'm going to, no, there's no butt. I'm just, I'm a very honest guy.
There's a butt. There's a butt. There you go.
I'm going to screw this. I hate to say it.
There you go.
Put it in her butt.
Stick it in her butt.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I'm not, you know, Arturo Fuente, I don't go with Fuentes as much.
Alex, you're killing me. Give me a rating.
Let him do what he says, man.
The longer you interrupt, the longer it's going to take. So,
you know. Let him do it.
It's, I'm going to skew this curve a little bit. I get, you know, decent flavor out of it, great construction. Like, the cigar as a whole is definitely rated high, but for something that I would smoke, I'm probably going to be in the 9 area.
Okay. Barnabas.
I got to tell you, this is a great smoke. Thank you very much again, Eric, for this. Beautiful construction, as everybody has said. Beautiful draw. A little bit of strength to it. Got to give it a 10.
Beautiful.
Going full tilt on this one. This is a beautiful cigar.
Wild Will.
Eric, we've known each other for almost 20 years now. This is the best thing you've ever given me. 9.8.
That's not what you said last week when he handed you that hand job.
Eric, I mean no
that's
offense by
Pat,
this.
Pat, you gave him that.
But
no offense. No offense.
Has anyone ever said that you kind of look like the actor that plays Agent Smith in The Matrix? You kind of look like him.
I get that. Luke Skywalker.
Wait a minute.
Frank from the...
Yoda's in the back.
That is.
All right, well, Mr. Anderson, I'd like to... you know, I'd like to just say thank you for the cigar. I'm really enjoying it. Nice, good flavor. It's smoking nice and smooth. I'm going to say 9.3.
9.3, not bad.
That's pretty high for me. Yeah. I'm usually pretty hard on the rating. Yeah.
Well, I'm digging this. I really like the cigar. Again, Eric, thank you for everything that you do for us, for the hacks. Great honor. It's wonderful seeing you on all the nights we come. And getting our asses kicked in dots. I'm giving this a 9.8.
9.8. Nice.
Nice rating.
Okay.
Dave.
Look at the construction on this thing. It just smokes itself. You get extra points for a cigar you don't have to do nothing with. It just smokes. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it.
I wouldn't know nothing about it.
Yeah, look at that thing. Look at the ash. You almost got 3 inches going there. You almost got Pat's dick going on there.
This is how you smoke a cigar, boys. Right here. Look
right
at this.
There.
There you go.
It's bigger than McGroin's pecker.
The third time.
Uh-huh. Okay. Like I said before, I'm not really a Fuente fan, but this is probably the best Fuente I've ever had. Thanks, Eric, for bringing it out. I'll go in at 9.5 on this.
Okay.
This is going to be one of the highest rated ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this will take number one.
Look at that. Look at that,
folks. Yeah. He's got a 3-inch ash on
this
that
comes
cigar.
Out to a 9.68. 9.68.
Yep. 6.7. No, 9.7. Around 9.7. Yeah. Yeah, 9.7.
What was 9. the top cigar rated last year from us?
We have had a 10.
We had a 10.
Yeah, we had a 10.
And that what was it? I brought it. It was a Cuban Monte Cristo 4.
Oh.
A mild cigar.
Oh. Our number one cigar of the planet.
That was years. Very hard to get. And I brought them. They came all the way from Switzerland, from I Habana, and they were out of this world.
What year were those?
I brought them in like 4 years ago, but they were like 6 years old.
Yeah.
There goes Pat out to check out the women.
That's running.
He's still trying to get him to smoke his pink.
Yeah.
Want to try my pink?
That was my thing.
All right. Oh,
hold on. Where are you at there, Rick?
What do you got?
What
are you
doing?
Fuck that up.
Hold on. I got to write this down.
Oh, he's just recording the thing. Yeah. So we don't need to hold on. He's just logging it in. All right. It's getting to be close to the Cigar Lounge review. Here we are in Castro's in Manchganistan.
Manchganistan. Closest cigar last year was 9.61.
Wow.
So somebody called Manchester Manchganistan.
However, there was a cigar also that came from Eric's collection that came out to a 9.98 with 8 people rating it. And that was the non-exclusive O from Cusano.
Oh, yeah, that one was 20 years
that,
plus.
What that was? That was, I think that was indirectly the Avo 22 or whatever it was. That was before they exclude the X by Fuente. That was that cigar. Exclusivo.
Yep.
It was a perfecto. Tipped on both ends. Smoked like a dreamboat and burned down a 3 inches at least.
Yeah.
I'd have none of those left. But next time, I'm going to pull out something even better. You'll never see another one again next time.
Yep.
Unless, you'll see this again, but not this year. Next time, we're going to pull out something that you'll never see ever, ever, ever again in your life for the next one.
The buildup's killing us.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to do it maybe in Concord at the pool table or at the poker table. Maybe we'll do it upstairs in Nashua.
Yeah,
we'll do it upstairs there. Get some real cigar smokers.
Eric, how long did it take you to collect all that memorabilia that's upstairs in Nashua? I mean, that's amazing. That's a museum. It's just incredible. You go up there, you could sit there for a half an hour reading all the pictures and posters. It's unbelievable.
Kind of like the walls here.
Yeah.
Well, the big one here is the Babe Ruth.
Everywhere in the basement. I got everywhere.
He has a picture. It's probably worth some serious money. And I kind of like did a little research on it. You have a picture of Ernest Hemingway in that bathroom on the wall. He died 3 months after that picture.
Oh, with Umberto?
I didn't kill him.
He
killed himself.
He did. But he died 3 months after that picture was done.
He must have got his electric bill.
With Umberto. So, incredible. This is the man himself. Yeah. How are you, my brother? Okay. I think you're talking about McGroin.
I'm distracted. I'm watching my girl, Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
Caitlin Clark. Clark.
You know what the best thing about cigars is?
That's my next girl.
Good friendship.
Yeah.
Talk about cigars all you want. Different things, different blends.
Yeah.
Old cigars, new cigars, antique cigars, cigars in general. Just get that nice.
What are you, Bubba?
To the man that told me to go myself. You're wearing your headphones backwards. Turn it around.
Your ears inside out.
Yep. In your yard cigars.
Yep.
Turn it. No. Just flip
it
over.
Okay, Bubba.
There you go.
Nobody can figure these things out.
Where's your favorite place to have a cigar?
Right here with you.
This is awesome.
Right. Seriously.
Go ahead. Go around the table. Where's your favorite place?
I love
coming here at night because it's open late, but I love just the company is incredible. Whether there's only a few people here late at night, or most of the time, it's pretty, you know, it does very well. The store does very, very well. And I love the summer here.
Yeah. You said your backyard, too. That's it.
I love the backyard. It's different. Here, it's great, especially when we're all out there and, A, not getting a knife pointed at you. But other than that, it's pretty wonderful.
You had to bring that up.
Yeah, well, that did happen.
Special guest star. Why don't you introduce
Bill,
yourself?
Like I said, Eric, I've known you about 20 years now. I mean, one of the first people I ever met here was Skip. God bless him. That just set the tone for me being here, and I consider this my home away from home. I still drive up from Boston just to come here.
His name's not Bill. His name's Eric. But that was very good.
Did I say Bill?
You did say
I'm sorry.
What's your favorite place to have a cigar?
So, Eric, this is my favorite place. And the reason being is most of the time people know me as a referee and an umpiring. Most of the time I get done around 8:30, 9 to sometimes 10. And it's like you want to go have a cigar. You want to relax. You want to get away from all the nonsense and the noise that you heard. So, you know, Castro's has always been open late. So that started it. And it's like I'm usually here a couple days a week. Now, I'm going to pass my headset over to Ed.
Ed the man. Now, a little introduction about this man. We spend the evening while he's trying to figure out, somebody help him with the headset, while we're sitting at the big event, staying all night at the Rocky Patel event up in Laconia. I figured Alex would be there with Sparky all night long drinking. 7 o'clock in the morning, you wake up, there's Ed and Devin,
yep,
and Joey and Bill. Still drinking, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Nah, Bill was passed out.
Ed's still drinking, for Christ's sakes.
Ed hasn't stopped.
Look at him.
So, Ed, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And
great stuff, Ed.
Man of many words.
I wasn't a regular at Castro's, but I think I can consider myself now a regular now here at Castro's.
Yes.
You're getting there.
I met a bunch of great guys here. The owner, well, that's a different story, but no, really, cigars bring people together.
Yes.
And that's why he just passed the headsets to me, because we're all friends. And I love all you guys.
So, thanks. Well, that was really touching.
That's a good guy.
Jim,
yeah.
My favorite saying is, go f*** your face. Anyway.
That's how he says I love you.
So how's that shoulder doing, Ed?
It's not wearing a sling anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to use the other hand now.
It's kind of like radio. You can't just tell you. Use your words, Ed. Use your words.
Yeah, we're not on video, buddy.
I know. I got to go back to the bar. Oh, man. It's kind of cool doing this.
Isn't this cool?
Yeah, it's cool.
Hey, you've seen a lot of them. It's good to have it on.
Ed has ever been in his life.
Perfect. All right, come on. We got dead time here. Let's.
Well, we're waiting for you.
That's why we're waiting for you. You're the dead time, Ed.
You're the man.
So I'm smoking the new Blackened by
Drew Estate.
Give me time.
Yep.
He's old. His mind doesn't work as quick.
It's the Fade to Black.
Fade to Black. I think it's a great smoke.
Really?
Shade to Black. Excuse me.
Shade to Black.
Shade to Black. The song is Fade to Black.
You.
Oh, Alex, you're great.
I know. I know, brother. I love you too, man.
Yeah, well, I used to.
Ed, you're the first guy I know that had one of those. Is it good or not?
Yeah, I think it's good. It's my third one.
Excellent.
Today?
This cigar's outrageous.
All right. Okay.
They're not bad. I've had a couple of them, too. They're not bad. It's kind of got like a sweeter taste to it compared to the actual black in the first one that came out.
I like the first one.
Yeah, the first one was really good.
Yeah.
This is a
little bit
lighter.
I haven't smoked that one yet, so I can't comment on it. But
I'm a Maduro guy.
The first
and,
one was good.
I think it's a great smoke. I'm going to pass this back on to Marco.
Yeah. To answer Mark's question, he's talking price point. I think they're around like $13, give or take, somewhere around that.
What is it now? Everything's $13 now.
Yeah, right? That's kind of the average, run of the mill. I don't know if we're going to move along with the
I'll tell you what, This one is not $13.
No. No, absolutely not.
That ain't $13.
Nope.
Maybe the band is.
The band might be $13.
Now, the box itself empty would probably be $15.
No, the cigar is not $13.
So, do you have to buy the whole Fuente profile to get these cigars, to get the opuses in these?
That's between me and Carlito. And that's it.
Yeah, you don't see him in many stores.
And
it's
I
great
know
cigar.
His godfather before he died.
So Carlos.
Wow. We'll keep that between all of us. That's a secret.
And everyone listening.
You know, I always thought that Carlito came from Cuba, but Eric Newman showed us where he grew up, and it was right there in Ybor City.
Oh, wow.
Lived with his sister.
Amen.
Yep.
Very nice.
Good stuff.
Okay, it's that time. For
Ben Gurman and President
we got
back there, would you?
Local spotlight.
Cigar Lounge Review.
So, Eric, what was the first Castro's? The very first?
Oh, that was in Nashua, 1996.
Wow.
Coming up on 27 years.
Wow.
Older than your f***ing pubie hairs on your ball bag.
Not mine,
that's
baby.
How f***ing long it's been.
Wow. Not mine.
You didn't even have any pubes on your dick back then. That's how long it's been.
And what came after Nashua?
Nashua Garden. Yeah, best sandwiches in town.
Yep.
I'm selling that building right now.
Okay.
I'm eating my cheese on that one, but whatever.
I'm getting rattlesnake.
Then Concord, 2001. Then Manchester was 2004.
Wow.
Then Bedford was 2015. And then I opened another one in Keene, which I got a little lawsuit on that one.
Uh-oh.
It cost me $30,000 on the way out on that one. We won't talk about that on camera, but
well, there's no cameras.
It was my old partner. He must knows what happened. It cost me $30,000.
Jeez.
Closed. That's done. And then we just move on from here.
Yep.
Yep.
Next.
Next.
So since this one's coming up on its 20th, you're going to be having some celebration, I would hope.
We're going to close down the back alley, have a tug of war. You're my main guy, Bill. You, me, Rick.
Alex.
Five-man teams. What's this? A Presidente. Thank you. And we'll have five-man teams pulling down the back alley. We'll dump some sand back there. The winner takes all for a box of
something.
It's got to be something 27 years old. It's gotta be something. We got to bring something out. Something incredible. Maybe
27 years
ago.
I
got a lot of Pete Johnson old stuff. Like
now you're talking.
Some old.
Alex, I think we got
Pete
that tug of war down.
And Pete's one of the best.
I don't know.
Guys.
You put me on an anchor.
Dude lifts a ton.
I've done a job for Pete.
I'll just sit there and don't throw me away.
He'll bench press you.
Good guy.
I think we should get this guy on our team. Not for nothing, but I think he could hold his own.
We'll throw kegs at each other. We'll get it going.
Keg fight.
So 27 years ago, Pat was crawling around on the living room rug going, goo goo.
Beer, beer.
Goo goo. I think he was earlier. Like tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat.
A couple
Pat,
more drinks, he'll be
give
doing
you,
it
give
again.
Give your headset to Kojak here.
Ben. Put a thing on, Brent.
Hey, yeah. Ben, you're smoking the cigar. What do you think of it?
Ben, give us an update.
I think this cigar is phenomenal. I think it's earthy and nutty and smooth, well-aged.
If you had to give it from a 0 to a 10, what would you give it?
So far, I've only smoked it about 30 minutes. I'd give it a 9.5.
Wow. That's
good.
Right there.
It's very smooth. It's well-aged, and the wrapper is very nice, smooth. I can see it. And the Fuente always has really good aged cigars. They really do a good job at aging everything that they put out. They're phenomenal. And I really can't complain about this smoke because I'm smoking it right now. The
Riptic.
So I just took a drag. And I can say that it's just so smooth. You can tell it's well-aged tobacco. And they do a good job at aging it. Rare Pink. This is like a $15, $20 cigar.
Try 47.
47 bucks.
You get the money back.
This is
phenomenal.
Oh, my God. This is such a good cigar. This blows out an Opus any day of the week.
Wow.
Can I just say that? I smoked a ton of Opus. This is, like, phenomenal. Thank you, Eric, so much for giving me this cigar. Wow. I'm, like, starstruck right now. I'm smoking this thing. It's smooth. It's good. Good notes.
Is it well-aged?
It's well-aged Jack Black over there. Yeah. Smoking that. I see. Shake your rag right now.
I think now, halfway down, it's really getting...
It's
now
good.
It's getting going.
Mm.
That's when the f***ing number starts going.
You know what I like? It holds its strength all the way through.
It holds the strength. Good notes of, like...
I think it's getting a little more pop right down here.
Yeah, it does.
Right down the middle. Yeah. That's when it's really kicking in.
I always said you can always tell a great cigar by the last quarter.
Yep.
And...
Yep,
if
I agree with that.
It holds its flavor all the way through.
Yep.
You got a damn good cigar.
But this is like right off the bat. You can tell it's just a well-quality cigar, well-aged, smoking good, getting some good notes, you know?
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks,
thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
It's earthy,
thanks, Ben.
It's nutty. It's really good.
Yeah, it's got a little nutty. I like that. I like that.
Nothing wrong with
a little nutty.
You're a little nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody in there is a little f***ing nutty.
It's one of the reasons we come here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all fit in.
That's the biggest thing about Cuban cigars. They were nutty as a bastard.
No.
They've lost it. Cuban cigars have lost it a little bit.
Yeah.
This, it's starting to get there. It's starting to get that nutty. I like it.
So, talking about the shop here, right? So, you're open till 1:30, 7 days.
Yep.
Correct? And Monday and Wednesday's dark tournament night?
Tuesday and Thursday.
We're not talking about anything about this place. top secret information around here.
You know something? To this day,
nobody should know anything about this
to
place.
To this day,
it's a secret.
One of the best podcasts since doing this, since the second show. That episode we did out on the street with Nimish.
Yeah. Oh, my
and,
God.
And we had you, and we got Kurt.
Yeah.
And it
Kurt's
was just incredible to have three great men, you know, with all of us.
Yeah.
Hackies. And, it, you know, we had Mike the Cop, and Shadow was here, and the whole Rocky
Sean
Patel.
Sean was here.
Entourage.
And
great
more
rap.
Girls are coming around.
I don't know that we could talk about Mike the Cop that night because he couldn't speak.
Well, you're pretty close there.
My favorite line of the whole night was, Shadow, you got anything to say?
Free Cuba.
No, this was my favorite.
Yeah. Can you please shut Mike's mic off?
18 times.
Yeah, we're going to do one in Nashville on the second floor. We're going to get a nice vendor, and we're going to tear the tits off it. Get a nice old cigar, and we'll
eat it.
Get a nice, manufacturer. Or a blender.
Yeah.
And we'll do that up there. That'll
each
be nice.
Each of the Castros have a different culture of people. So, like, Bedford is more, I find, more white collar. You get some celebrities in there. I know the football player.
Aaron Guerin. Yeah.
Is always in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
absolutely. He's a man.
You know, in Nashua, I like the... it's an older crowd. Like, we always walk in, you know, and all the regulars are there.
Yeah.
This lounge is, you get
Misfits,
everybody.
The
this
Misfit Island.
This is an awesome lounge because everybody, and especially later at night, everybody comes in.
Yeah, it's an eclectic crowd here.
Eclectic crowd.
Up in Concord, it's a whole other thing in the back there.
Oh, yeah. And
that place is great.
They're all different. Different.
Now, did you do that on purpose? Did you, how that all set up?
Exactly. Yeah? I didn't.
Yeah.
No, that's just how it happens. You know?
You plan it out.
All good people.
Excellent.
Cigar people are good people. Yep. You know it. I know it. Everybody in the whole building does it.
Bless you.
We're all good people.
Even Bugsy up there.
Even Bugsy.
Oh, yeah. Bugsy's in the house.
Bugsy's number one.
Bugsy's in the house.
Mr. Pure Soul.
Hey, Pure Soul, great cigar. If nobody's ever tried it, try it. Band of all time, but
yeah,
great cigar.
Good cigar.
Oh, it is. Good cigar.
Yeah.
Better than this. No.
Well, I don't know about that. It ain't better than this.
No.
This is a nice.
This is a great cigar.
Yeah.
This is like a three times of a lifetime cigar. You'll probably never smoke a cigar like this.
Yeah.
Maybe three times in your life. Look at this thing. It's a dreamboat.
It is. It's excellent.
The only thing I've ever had that comes close to this was the Amazon Basin. That was a really
good
cigar.
You know something? I got a bunch of them. I brought them down, handed them out to the guys in Seabrook. Amazon came out with a different size.
Oh.
It was small. It was like a 52 ring gauge. It was very nice.
All right. I'm going to put my friend Tricky Ricky on here. Come on.
Hey, the first guest who's put on the headset right.
Yeah, I know.
Ed, are you paying attention?
Now, Tricky.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Oh, look at her.
Those are still bouncing.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, hello.
I am facing the wrong damn way.
Yeah, you are.
I'm about to be an Uber driver.
Wow.
All right. Hey, Ricky, what's happening?
Not much.
What are you smoking there?
Romeo Juliet.
Yeah.
Solid cigar.
Solid stick. So is Romeo and Juliet your go-to?
Yeah, that's what it is now.
Yeah.
Sure. Rick has one of the special places here. I think he smoked the biggest cigar ever from here.
That big cigar, the FEMA. Yeah, I smoked the FEMA. It took 8.5 hours.
Holy crap.
Jesus Christ.
If you know of the porn star...
133 ring gauge.
A what?
133 ring gauge. It took me 8.5 hours to smoke it.
The femur.
The epic femur.
If you know porn at all, there's a guy called Mandingo. That's basically what we were calling his cigar.
Really? And
who made it?
He must have really enjoyed that then.
Who made that?
Who made the femur?
Sweet. Roma Craft.
There you go.
Okay. Mike Rosales in the house.
Roma Craft femur.
Wow.
Curly Howard would have been proud.
Eight and a half hours.
How's that stand up to size with the Woody?
It's shorter, but it was much fatter.
Yeah. Huge.
Jesus.
Not for my mouth. 2 inches.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, smoke is coming out both ends of my mouth.
That's funny.
Were you able to fit it in your whole mouth?
Yeah, I was able to fit in my whole mouth.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, then in that case, why don't you come over?
No, I've been there once. No. I shouldn't have said that.
So the truth comes out.
No.
So it was 2 inches wide, not freaking quarter inch.
Oh.
Is it that time?
Say it's something. That time for us.
Is it that time?
Fabulous controversy.
I hear we have two. I hear Mr. has one, too.
Okay, but let's
deal with
it.
This, man. I don't think Eric's going to want me to talk about the police.
Let's do it.
Well, what have I missed in the past few weeks that I've been out?
You know, had some great conspiracies.
Oh, you did.
Great's a strong
Ricky's
term.
Been in Florida.
Yep. Rick, you missed it, too. Well, obviously, a lot of stuff happens, and stuff keeps happening in the world, and everybody's scratching their head saying, why is this all happening? You guys like the answer for it.
Yeah.
I got a story to tell. So back in 65, there was these two guys who were at Columbia University. And if you've never heard their names, it was Cloward and Piven.
Wow.
If you've never heard of the Cloward-Piven strategy, they were two socialist professors who came up with a plan to turn our country socialist a la communist. Wow. And they put the plan together and they said, these are the 8 things you need to do to collapse America.
Oh, God.
And this was in 1965. They said, first, you have to take over the health care. Second, you have to put everybody in poverty. Third, you have to put everybody in debt. Fourth, you have to take away their guns. Fifth, you have to put everybody on welfare.
Yep.
Sixth, you have to control the education and teach them what you want to ruin people.
Yep.
Seventh, you got to stamp out religion. And eighth, yep, you got to get class warfare going. You have to get the classes all hating each other, whether it's rich and poor, whether it's black and white, whatever it is. So they came up with this plan, and this guy Saul Alinsky loved it. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. And all of our ruling class, whether it be Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, all of them studied this in college. They actually wrote their theses on it. And this is what's going on in this country. So if you wonder why this stuff's going bad in 2024, these guys back in 1965 came up with a plan, and it was a long-term plan. And they knew it was going to take 50 years to do. And that's why our world is going this way. And here we're coming up to the 50-year anniversary of it. And it's almost all happening. Now, the only one thing they haven't really accomplished was taking our guns.
Yeah.
So all I got to say is don't let them take our guns. And the last point is don't let them take our free speech away.
Yeah.
Because
if we lose our free speech, we can't tell other people all about this, what's going on. And that's why in everything that's going on, there's a story behind it. You know, whether you look at that bridge collapse, there's just... I don't know if you guys talked on the bridge collapse.
Yeah, we did.
So, but any incidents that are happening, there's somebody behind it. Like we were talking earlier, you built your shops. You didn't plan out what crowds would come in and what people. These guys sat around and planned what they wanted people to do, what they wanted them educated at. And it's the same. Everything, whether it be, you know, trying to turn the young kids into transvestites.
A woke culture.
And it's to, all of this stuff is to destroy our culture. And so we all have to know this and stand up and fight against it.
That's why we need to vote Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's even more than that. You know, we just have to get rid of a lot of these scumballs that have moved up in government and that are putting this plan together. And they're
like
doing
Joe Batting, get him
well. You know, are the people that are controlling these things? Are they not all elected officials? A lot of these, like BlackRock and what's the other company there?
State Street,
Vanguard.
Most of the elected officials are just put there to be a figurehead. It's the people behind you who are pulling it off.
Right.
And it's
pulling us like puppets.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of government officials who are unelected who have just been in their position for 30, 40 years that are running this country down. Everything, whether it be open borders, giving away all this money to all the immigrants, putting everyone on welfare, they've ruined our country.
Yep.
And the last point, what they really want to do is they want to take away our guns because then they can have full control over us.
And that's why Russia's doing what they're doing.
You know?
The rest of the world,
Well, that's what we're fighting against, just so you know. So if you wanted to really do a little research, Cloward Piven, and they're the ones to go do a little research of what they actually put together, and it's all happening.
Yeah, I did that already.
It's unbelievable that they've been able to pull it off.
Yeah.
We are in 2024, and, you know, it's happening around us. I never, when I read about this years ago, I never believed that they would be able to do it. But here we are.
Mike, we discussed with Pat last week about the bridge collapse. Don't you think that that could have just been an accident?
No, Pat said it wasn't.
A couple of us said it was.
Sure, it could have been an accident, but if you watch the video, you could see the boat turn at the last minute. You could see the smoke come out of the smokestacks, and they hit the gas, and they hit it with speed.
And they turned
at the last minute right into the pier. And then there's videos that show, true or not, you go look at them, that at the exact time, the blinks was a Morse code to cue. It said the blinks, lights on, lights off, was Morse code to start. And what they did was they cued the start in these charges that were on the bridge. They show them in the video. They blew up. They blew up charges on the bridge.
No,
so when the thing hit it in.
I'm still pushing back on the charges.
Right, it wasn't charges.
Those are electrical arcs. You can see them clear as day.
Well, yeah.
That's, those are the tires running across the bridge. That, I push back on that every time.
So go fine on that. But, you know, here's the thing. That boat, the direction it was going, it was going to miss the pier. And if you watch it in the speed up, you see it churn into the pier at the last minute. And it started up its engines and gassed into the pier.
So my question to you is,
yeah.
Why? What is the government or whoever's behind this, what do they have to gain out of this?
Well, it did a few things, okay? It throws most of the farm equipment in this country comes into that port. Now it can't come in. So all the farmers across this country who were waiting for new equipment couldn't get it in. There was a lot of petroleum, diesel, and other things that are shipped in and out of that. They throw chaos. They're trying to throw our country in chaos. Whoever's behind this, the same people who are running this program, they want to destroy our country. So every little thing they can do to cause chaos in this country, it's not just the bridge collapse. It's one piece of a big puzzle.
Now, it was interesting because one of the things they were able to do was, and it came out on the news, was they were yelling, Mayday, 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 and they were able to block many of the cars from going over. The workers on the bridge all went down.
Right.
But the regular cars, they stopped traffic on both ends when the boat was screaming Mayday.
That's because they already had cops stationed there. Because they were working on the bridge, they were already controlling the traffic.
Right.
And so they got the word out within a minute, right. 2 minutes, and the cops got to stop people,
yeah,
which was good. It was in the middle of the night,
fortunately, I think
too.
Only three people died, which is still tragedy. But
And they were all the construction
amazing.
Workers.
The construction workers. And they were able to get there fast. Numerous boats got there fast.
The goal wasn't to kill people. The goal was to take out the structure.
The structure.
So that it blocks the port. Now, there was some important U.S. military ships that are stuck in port, and they just threw everything in turmoil.
But why that bridge and not the I-95 bridge that's just up the river?
Right.
Well, that bridge blocks the port completely, and that's the bridge they transport all of the diesel, all the fuel, the propane. You can't bring all of the materials through the tunnels, so everything's stuck on one side or the other. And so they cut down energy production. So, hey, are you guys ready for $5 gas? Buckle your seatbelt. It's coming this summer. And they're just, what they're doing is they're doing a whole plan to take our country down. And it's little things. And it'll just keep happening. They're just,
but sort of like you said, $5 gas, okay, that's great for down there. We still have the port in Boston. They still have all the oil tankers in Boston.
New York, George Washington.
All over the place. So,
New York had an earthquake this morning. Let's see what happens
4.98. Tidal wave.
As we go through this summer, you're going to see more of these events that just happen. Oh, an accident. You're going to keep seeing it happening.
Are you saying that the earthquake was on purpose?
No, but stuff is happening. I don't know. How do you know it's not? Do you know that it was not caused by a HOP weapon? Do you know it wasn't?
No, but okay, do you know it was?
No, I'm just saying maybe. I put the maybes out there. I just like to let people, because if I put it out there, somebody might have seen something or been part of something and was aware of it. None of us are. We don't have the evidence, but if it happens, somebody's got the evidence. And what we need to do is we need to allow people to talk about it. What I don't like is that they want to shut people down. My attitude is you should be able to talk about any crazy theory in the world, because we all know crazy people come into the cigar bar, right? Talk crazy stuff. You ignore them if you don't want to listen to this stuff. But some of them say something, and you might go, wow, I know this guy's crazy, but I can't believe what he's saying, and it might be true. So you just need to let people talk and say anything they want. And that's how, just like if a crime happens, they look at the usual suspects, and sometimes they accuse you of a crime. You have nothing to do with it. You're one of the suspects. My point being is we should never shut down people from being able to speculate. And whether you call it conspiracies or whatnot, they should be able to talk about it. And if you don't want to believe it, you guys don't believe it. Like I was saying, you don't believe somebody can say, here's a video and we think it was explosives. You don't believe it, you got another excuse for it. Beautiful. That's your choice.
Well, it's not an excuse. It's clearly an arc.
Well, okay, so it's clear, for you it's clearly an arc, but there were people there who's witnessed and heard explosions.
So, well, when electrical wires pop like that, they cause an explosion. Right. So, technically, yeah.
Would you say a boat hit a pier and the whole bridge collapsed?
Yeah.
Is that a true? Okay. So whatever caused it to collapse, it did.
Like the black smoke, you know, they were having power surges on and off. So the black smoke is those motors kicking on. Every time you kick on a big diesel engine or anything like that, you're going to see clouds of smoke. And, like,
yeah.
And who knows if the rudder was moved that way, you know. I'm not trying to completely say you're wrong. I'm just, well, you know, like you said, everyone's free to speculate. I do believe in it was a tragic accident, and you just see in the aftermath. The only thing that fuels a conspiracy potentially for me is when, you know, the boat company, the shipping company's insured, the bridge is insured, but yet you still got Biden coming out saying, "Oh, the federal government's going to pay for the rebuild of the bridge," and it's like,
but you know what
they do that? They do that just to throw in other bullshit for whether it's, you know, Ukraine funds or,
well,
you know,
that's one of the reasons they do that. You know what happens if the government steps up and says they're going to pay for everything?
It comes out of our pocket, obviously.
No, the insurance company doesn't investigate.
Yep.
The boat company doesn't investigate. No one investigates. Why? Because no one's losing. So if I'm not losing, you know, I'm not going to investigate. So now they shut the investigation.
Yeah. So, like,
that's what it does.
With that, though, I just kind of feel like them. I feel like it's less of a conspiracy where they plan the boat to hit the bridge. I think it's more the government trying to take advantage of a awful situation.
Right.
Which they do all the time. You know, so well, it's, you know, I think it's an accident, and you're going to see the government still try and maneuver their way around for their benefit.
The bridge was, came from Singapore. It had all Indian workers on it, and it's owned by a Danish company.
Yep.
Well, they always say never let a good crisis go to waste.
But I do believe I think Baltimore Port Authority was captaining the ship.
They were.
It out of them.
But back to what I'm saying, if you look into the Clyde Piven strategy and what they put together, it's all happening around us. It's been happening for the last 50 years.
Yeah, I mean,
slowly, a little bit, every day and week and month, it's been happening. And here we are in 24, and there's so many of these things that have happened.
Right.
And I will tell you this one thing that I had learned: had Hillary, who was supposed to be president in 16, had she won the presidency like she planned, she was going to take away everyone's guns. They were going to start in California, and they were going to work their way across the country, and they were going to take away everyone's guns. And that was their plan. And by the time they got up to New Hampshire, we would have been, everybody beyond us would have already had lost it. And we'd have no guns right now. We'd be a gun-free nation. You know what that means? You can't protect yourself. So I want everyone to, you know, wake up to what's happening and not think everything's just happening by happenstance. There's people who are planning behind this. So
I do agree with you, though, that we should be allowed to talk about anything. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So did we have two topics this time?
Yeah, this bite's going to be real sweet, straightforward, right to the point. So there's a picture of going around of the, we all know the Pope has been in the news on and off, and he's been doing this and doing that. Well, they had a picture of him playing guitar.
Pope.
So this is the Pope. Catholic. It's a Catholic thing. So
he's doing a folk mass.
Yeah. So he's playing the guitar, and everybody's been posted. What song is he actually, you know, performing? Because he's musically inclined. We all
right.
know that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So what song was it? So all these people are posting things like, "Oh, it's Stairway to Heaven," obviously, or, you know, well, naturally, I'm on the boat to, or I shouldn't say boat because we've been talking about boats. So I'm on the bus that's going to hell. I'm going Highway to Hell. I'm thinking You're Running with the Devil by Van Halen. That's my conspiracy theory.
Nice. Go on, Mark. You know what he's playing. He's playing Mama Senorita. He's playing some Louis Prima.
Yeah.
Come on. The Pope's Italian.
Yeah.
He might be playing Tito Puente.
Come on.
He's Latina.
Okay, that it?
That's all
right.
We'll leave it at that.
I'm with you on that.
Nope. Not much. Gotta push the right button. Recap.
Hey, what about that cigar? What do you think?
Look at this. I got it down to the end. It is delicious.
Yes, I smoked it right down to the end, and it was still delicious all the way through. And,
I think the Pope would like this.
Exactly. So these are for sale in the humidor, or do you have any left?
No, they're never for sale again. You'll never see that
Never see them again. Never see them here
again. It's a one-on-one
lifetime. That was the one box.
I went back to our original Herf, and it's quite a letdown.
Yeah. No, after smoking that, this one's
you're not going to see that cigar again. Yeah. Unfortunately. Wait till next time.
I do know there's a store in Nashua that has a bunch of these. It says not for
not
sale.
Not these.
So the original cigar we started smoking, it's okay. It's a decent cigar.
Yeah. It's just it's a rough follow-up.
It reminded me of a Gran Habano.
This? No. Wait a minute. Let me get the button in.
Gran Habano.
That would be
Guillermo.
We did smoke another cigar. I'll give you a hint that we had the two sizes. Do you remember what that was?
From Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Pat's got it. Southern Draw. Yeah, Pat's got it.
Yeah.
This is the Morning Glory. Southern Draw Morning Glory.
The other one was
a Night Flower or something like that. Night something or other.
Who made that one, Dave?
This is Southern Draw.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Your daughter's daughter.
No idea.
All right. We're trying to rule them in for Pat.
I'm done with the cigar, and there's a swarm of bees over there, and they need some honey. So I'm going. So
okay.
Go be kind of a cattle heart.
Go. We'll see you later.
Whatever.
See
you. Meet
have a good
don't
day. Don't forget you're a biochemistry major from UNH.
I'm smoking it to the end.
It's on the UNH.
Good to the last drop.
Great to see you, Pat.
Good to see you, Pat. Good luck.
I'd say good luck, but we know that's not
you ain't getting no pussy out there, McGroin.
See you in 10 minutes.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.
McGroin, go down there.
You're in Rich Vegas. You're out of luck.
You're right back.
Steve's going with them.
Steve, to be good, pussy,
you're learning to be a doctor, SNH.
No, I'm a structural engineer.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, you might need a last one.
Pre-med, pre-law.
You're 21.
He's a bridge engineer. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Perfect.
We see all the police. We know McGroin said something wrong. Hey, I'll give you my beads if you give me a kiss. I'm thinking the boyfriends are behind these girls. I'm like, Pat, they're going to kill you.
With their guns that they were allowed to have still.
That's right. Florida, everybody.
Not the anything goes state. Florida.
Yep.
You know.
Okay. Recapping of the cigars here. That Fuente was
phenomenal.
Nice, yeah.
Just excellent.
The Southern Draw is not too bad. It's an okay, you know, run of the mill kind of cigar. But
live radio.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, baby!
Kim Miller has just entered the building. He
okay,
is
wait
the
a minute. Hold the
birch.
Fist up. Who is this?
The gentleman who just came in owns the Birch next door.
He owns the Birch next door in the
Mitch.
Restaurant.
There he is.
And Mitch.
That's our boxing expert champion. Right there.
The boxing champ. He teaches boxing down the street.
That's right.
Is he Golden Gloves?
You wouldn't want to know, pal.
All you got to do is look up YouTube, Mitchell Fleming, boxing, and I'm telling you. His knockouts are—they're not to the heads; they're to the chest, and he's dropping guys. It's like you do not want to get hit by him.
No. Okay, so that it. Recap
that's
the
it.
Cigar,
yeah.
And
I think we're good.
That'll take
I think
care.
We're
of it.
Good.
Okay, let's do it,
Mitch. Hold on, we got Mitch Fleming coming here.
Mitch Fleming's coming up.
Mitch Fleming.
Mitchell Fleming, get over here.
Mitchell, there's somebody here that wants to fight you. His name's Pat McGroin.
He's not here, though.
He's not here, though.
Who do we have? Who's next on the list?
So you were a professional boxer?
So kind of semi-pro. I fought amateur, and I did a lot of training camps with a lot of pro fighters. So I wasn't actually a professional boxer, but in the terms of, you know, doing training camps, being with the pros, boxing with the pros, all those things, definitely.
Did any of the pros hurt you?
So I was sparring partner to Demetrius Andrade, who recently fought David Benavidez about 6 months ago or so. He didn't win the fight. David Benavidez is an absolute monster. The guy's an incredible boxer. But Boo Boo actually broke my ribs one time.
Oh, jeez.
Every time I'd throw a jab, this guy would come down. He's a southpaw, and he hit me with the meanest right hook in the ribs.
Man.
And he was so precise. He hit me 6 times in the same exact spot, and it was just that was it. That was it for the night. I was on the floor.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
So you're a professional trainer?
Yeah, for many years.
I put on boxing gloves once in my lifetime. This guy hit me so f***ing hard in the nose and just shattered it.
So what's your professional take on the Jake Paul Tyson fight that's coming up?
Is it a fix? Is it just
It's definitely... So I think that it's going to be a body shot tournament. That's my personal... I think they're going to go to the head in the first round. I think it's all going to drop down to the body after that. I think you're going to just see a lot of hits in the kidneys. They're going to act like, you know, it's all going to be an act on the upper
right.
half.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it's going to be an absolute joke and he's just going to get, like, knocked out?
But here's the thing. Like, Mike Tyson, I don't care if he's 58 years old. The last thing to go in boxing is power. Everybody knows that. Like, you know, they call it old man strength. Right. Mike Tyson's got it, man.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Foreman had it.
Oh, yeah.
Foreman was old and he was strong as a bastard.
Yeah, that was what Michael Moorer back in 1996,
That's
I think
right.
it was. Yeah, he knocked out Michael Moorer with that right hand. That thing was ridiculous. It was like, dude, getting hit by a club.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think that that Jake Paul fight, that's like borderline WWE going on there.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like it. You know, there's things where it's like he can wear headgear and freaking take all the steroids he wants and freaking tag his brother in. Yeah, it's like, please.
Has an MMA fighter ever, like a top-notch MMA fighter ever fought a boxer?
Well, oh, yeah. Recently, you guys saw Francis Ngannou and Fury, right?
Yep. Well, then there was McGregor and Mayweather, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But that was meh. That was a boring fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was super boring. But it's funny because McGregor actually landed more punches on Mayweather than Pacquiao.
Wow.
Because
that's pretty shocking.
But Mayweather was playing along to it.
Right. Yeah.
You know he was playing possum for a little bit there. Like, he was standing there with a high guard. When do you see Mayweather with a high guard?
Yeah.
You don't.
But, no, it's really cool, man.
What about 7 years earlier if Pacquiao would have fought him?
Oh, man.
Mayweather-Pacquiao 7 years earlier.
Mayweather has a little bit more power than people think, so I don't think it would have gone exactly the way people want to believe it would go. And, like, I'm a huge Pacquiao guy, like, over Mayweather all day. It's like good versus evil, right? You have this Pacquiao who's, like, he's a politician, but he's actually a great person for his country. And when you look at his policy and everything like that, he's doing wonderful things for his people. And it's just, Mayweather had the power way more than people think, you know. He knocked the you-know-what out of Shane Mosley. And Shane Mosley still says Mayweather has phenomenal power. I don't know what people are talking about. That guy fought everybody.
So is it different when you have to fight a southpaw? Do you have to change the way you fight?
It's directional rotation. So it's like you have to go heel side versus toe side. So that's kind of the difference in the footwork, which kind of changes how you set up your punches.
I never thought about that.
Every time you talk to Mitchell, it's unbelievable. He always teaches you more about boxing than you ever thought. He's probably forgotten more about boxing than we'll ever learn in our lifetime.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's
always welcome, and thank you.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks for stopping in.
Go drink it.
Absolutely.
Go enjoy yourself.
Go have a beer.
All right.
Go ahead, Mitch.
Thanks, Mitch.
Don't punch anybody out, either, on the way out.
One man down.
Fallen soldier.
Okay, so it's...
Oh, thank you, sir. Presidente!
Presidente, right here. I got one, too. Okay. All right. Now it's time to roll out, right?
Wrap him up.
All right. Thanks to the panel and the many guests. All right. We got a bunch there. We got Mustang Mike. Mustang excited.
You know, every week I bring a new story.
Yep, it's awesome.
Whether you like it or not.
Absolutely awesome.
You got to listen to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, we got the big hose over here. What do we use for the big hose?
Thank you.
Here's my anchor for the deck.
I was just thinking that, too.
It's like a war.
We got to get a fire engine song.
I have a drop for our boxing guest there.
All right, Stewie. What's the first rule of Fight Club? G-string underwear. No.
All right. The big hose. All right. We can use this one. Bad boys, what's it gonna do? What's it gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Nope.
I'd like to say thanks to Eric for that wonderful cigar. It really made my night.
Still going, mine's like a dreamboat.
Mine's still burning too.
I got mine going.
Hey, Bill, we staying up till 5 again?
I don't know about tonight.
Oh, yeah, last week at the shack. After the show, Joey, Bill, Will.
Pat was there.
Pat, myself, Lucas.
Lucas, yeah.
I left the shack at 4 a.m. These guys were still going.
Jesus Christ.
I think they went till 5, 5:30, yeah. Something like that.
I got home at 7.
So you almost opened the place. You didn't. You went beyond the closing of the place.
Yeah. No bitching from the wife?
She already left for work.
Timing's everything.
No, seriously, how'd you like that cigar? Was that
delicious?
It was very good.
Was that good?
Delicious.
Amazing.
Amazing cigar. Right.
We got Eric the Killer.
I didn't make it.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was a good cigar.
Always surprise us.
That was a good one.
Yeah, it certainly was.
Wait till the next time.
Can't wait.
We got Barnabas.
Thank you very much for having me again, Eric. Excellent smoke. That was 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 every single time. That was great smoke. That's the Opus
Rare Pink,
and it's the Queen version, which is the beautiful
Queen of Hearts.
The Queen of Hearts. Hang on, I'll slide away.
All right, okay. All right, we got Wild Will. That body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. Oh, no! Yes, an amazing, amazing cigar. And again, Eric, thank you. And I hope everyone enjoyed today's podcast.
All right, Spocky.
Great time at Castro's, Eric. Thank you again for the cigar. Always a pleasure to pop in here, and I hope everybody enjoys the show. Ricky, right. Glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Boy, before you introduce Alex, I gotta ask him something.
Okay.
All right.
I know what's coming.
Actually, you know, Alex put something on your Facebook about lifting, and a man went on there, and he was asking a question, and I sent a meme of a guy wearing a ball thong. I was like, I wonder what this guy was thinking, but I said, you have to have the proper uniform, and I'll show you everybody what I sent. And I thought, this guy's going to kill me.
All right. Alex, the GC.
You just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
That's right. Always almost done. Eric, good. Thanks for the smoke, my man. That was very good. Thank
you. That good?
It was very good. Guys, I'm going to leave you with this. What is the difference between, or what is the, what's the similarity of a mechanic and a lesbian?
What?
They both use Snap-on tools.
That's right.
What one lesbian frog say to the other lesbian frog?
Got me.
We really do taste like chicken.
All right, we got Nurse Rick, Cinema Boy.
This town needs an enema.
Hey, thank you so much. It's a cigar. I'm still smoking it. It's burning my fingers. It is delightful. Delightful. Great time up here at Castro's.
That's in
backwards.
The top five of all time. You that, know it. I know it. Right and Carlito knows it.
Yes. Great cigar.
Yeah. All right. So Pat McGroin and Detroit Steve are still next door checking out the ladies.
Checking out the ladies dancing so, on the bar, probably.
Not with us
or
right
the
now.
Men. Whatever.
Yeah.
Those two guys, boys.
Uh-huh. All right. This is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Heck Dave.
To the man! The man! The legend!
Deucey.
All right. Thanks to the listeners. You made it to another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks all over the usual channels. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
And Facebook. And
Facebook. Facebook. See you next time at Cigar Hacks. Remember, just a bunch of hacks talking good cigars, etc.
Thank you so much. Excellent.